views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, is a synergistic forum to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Sean and Jen deliver a passionate message that provides you with a wealth of knowledge to break through to your best you. Discover your soul path. This show will raise levels of intuition, knowing, and keep you on the edge of your seat. So get ready to understand the meaning and message in your life and how to shift obstacles into opulence. Saturate yourself with powerful intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Jen.
Hello, everybody. I'm Sean, and you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, on Transformation Talk Radio today.
Hey, everybody. It's Jen. Go ahead and stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience your soul path.
Each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com, we'll have some of the most gifted healers, artists, and authors, and sometimes even a surprise, helping you turn your obstacles into opulence.
Hey, everybody. We're so glad to be here, and we had a nice, relaxing Thanksgiving long holiday weekend. We're glad to get back to business today. What about you, Sean? Are you glad to get back to business?
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. The kids are back in school and daycare, and I still got some prime rib left, so I think I'm doing pretty good.
You know, one of the things I want to talk about, everybody knows that one of my favorite shows is The Voice.
Yep.
And I've really gotten into it this year. So we're down to, as of last night, there's 8 contestants. I think CeeLo has 3. He has the most. He has
the most left out of all 4 teams.
Right.
Okay.
One of the things I noticed about the coaches, and there's 4 of them, is that they really just bring the best out of each contestant. You know, each contestant already really has everything that they need inside of them. It just takes the confidence and the belief in themselves and bringing, you know, the coaches bringing out that unique talent for the world to see, essentially. That's why I really like the show, because that's really what coaching or teaching is really about. It's not about, it's just about bringing what's already inside of you out and showing the world your unique expression.
Which basically leads into the type of show that we have today, right?
Exactly.
We have a very, very special show today. We have 2 beautiful people all the way from the UK as special guests today, Paul and Debs Rees. They're the founders of Acolad Academy on Psychic and Mediumistic Studies and the authors of their newly released book, We Are All Born Mediums.
Yes, Paul and Deb are both professional teachers and, as we said, mediums, and they've spent many years traveling the world and revamping how people approach mediumship. So without further ado, let's welcome Deb and Paul to the show. Yay!
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're fine, Sean. Thanks, Jen. Thanks for having us.
Hi. It's great to be here.
So let's jump right into it. I'm going to ask Deb a question first, because ladies first. I want to know, Deb, tell me, you know, why did you become a medium?
It was really strange, Jen, but I didn't actually choose it. It kind of chose me. I was brought up Catholic, Irish Catholic, and therefore, you know, any type of mediumship was never on the cards, definitely not. And I was always frightened of the other side, and, you know, because it was always a case for me of, well, which way are you going to go, you know, when you die? So I wasn't too thrilled about the other side. So it had to come on slowly and gradually with me, otherwise I wouldn't have gone near it. but it's weird because it turned out to be the love of my life, but the spirit world knew exactly how to get me and hook me in to get me to work for them, that's for sure.
So, hey, Debs, real quick. So in your book, you mentioned how you grew up with your dad and how his belief system kind of shaped and guided you on the road to where you eventually got to this point, right?
Yes, true.
What about you, Paul? How did you become a medium?
I'm afraid my story isn't as great as Deb's. I became a medium because I needed a job, and that is basically how it was for me. My industry here in the UK, I made furniture for a living. I was a craftsman. Yeah. The whole industry had crashed. Sean, I'd wasted my education, so I'd wasted my school days. So basically, when my industry crashed, I thought, well, what am I going to do for a living? And my thought was, well, if that person can give a message from spirit, why can't I?
That's a really good way to look for it. And look, that's a good way to say it, because you don't know how many people you resonate with who may be in a similar situation.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Paul? Were you ever a skeptic?
Do you know, I suppose I was not. I mean, I was brought up to be very open-minded in my upbringing with my mother and father, but there's no history as such in the family. And my mother would always say that there has to be something after you die. And that's kind of as far as it went. So, I mean, I wasn't a skeptic, but what I do know was that if I was to do this for a living, I remember saying to myself and to those, let's say, that I assumed work with me from spirit, that I either can do it or I can't do it. There'll be no in between.
Right.
And, right.
So I was very thorough on myself, because my intention was to go in and give it 100%.
I love that. Deb, back to you on your upbringing and how your beliefs growing up really shaped how did it shape your approach to mediumship? I mean, you obviously grew up as an Irish Catholic, but then how did you overcome that belief system to then do what you do now?
Well, it was really weird. Well, not weird. When you look back in life, you can see, oh, that's exactly why it happened the way it did. I started to open up, actually, when I was about 25, because I'd gone through a little bit of a tough time emotionally. And so I was doing some therapy, and that's where it's actually, have you heard of the Hoffman process out there? Cause
I don't think so.
It's from California, a guy called Bob Hoffman anyway.
Okay.
It's kind of like an emotional detox, but within that week that I spent, it's a residential week, they introduced spirit guides and this kind of thing to me. So that was the first time I'd heard of it. And because I was in such a loving environment and a safe environment, it came in very, very nicely for me there. So it wasn't a frightening, scary thing at all. And that's how it really started to open up.
Oh, the Hoffman process. Did you do that 8-day retreat program?
Yes, I did. Yes.
And you were actually in California for that?
No, I wasn't. No, I was in Brighton here in the UK.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
It's all over the place. You can go all over to Europe and everything. The Hoffman process is everywhere, and it really, really helped. And it opened up my spiritual side without feeling scared of it for the first time in my life.
Yeah, it sounds like, because when I read your book, it sounds like your particular story that you shared was an emotionally, could have been hard on you emotionally, right?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, but it took time, obviously, the more you understood it, and it seemed like it was less evasive on you, the more you understood and the more you grew.
Yes, and I also, it helped to realize that the more I grew spiritually, the more I could let the rest of it go, because, you know, it never really made sense to me anyway, Sean. It never made sense to, you know, and not putting any religion down, because obviously everybody's got their own beliefs, but... for me, it was a scary, bloodthirsty story that never really made sense.
Right.
And so this way really made sense to me. And, you know, when I started my mediumship, it was the first time in my life I ever felt like I belonged anywhere. So I knew it was right for me.
Well, welcome home. Welcome home.
I have questions. There's so many terms out there. And I think it's confusing to people. So what is the difference between psychic and mediumistic abilities?
Well, you know, and I mean, everybody has their own view on this one. And, you know, it's something that could probably exhaust a 3-hour show if we needed it to.
Yeah.
But briefly, let's say that psychic and mediumistic, let's say effectively it's like a game of football and a game of soccer with you guys. It's both, the two games are both played with a ball, but they're just a different shape ball. So basically what you have is you have two forms of evidence, two different kinds of evidence. One is where the term psychic evidence for me would be unfolding portions of your life memory. So psychic evidence would be where you went to school, what jobs you've done, how many children you had in your life, or how many times you've been married, what was your wife's or husband's name, so on. That's psychic evidence. Where mediumistic evidence then for me would be, okay, this is your dad in spirit, this is what he was like, this is his name, this is how he passed, this was his hobbies, this was his job. See, it's just an abbreviation of two different kinds of evidence. It comes from the same place.
Exactly. I love that.
Yeah, I
the
like
two
that
different
too.
Ball analogy.
Well, I love that. I mean, you know, if
I like your simplicity. It doesn't have to be complicated, and that's what I like.
That's what really resonates throughout the book.
Yeah.
He's not trying to talk over anybody's head, and he just puts it out there right between the eyes.
All right. Hey, everybody. So one thing I want to mention is Deb and Paul are going to be doing a giveaway, and we're going to give that giveaway to the first person who sends a question via the chat form on the Transformation Talk Radio website. They can send a question and win a free 1-to-1 30-minute reading via Skype. And we are going to take a break. You are listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio with Sean and Jen. We're going to, when we come back, we'll explore more about this fascinating subject of We Are All Born Mediums. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs. And every head he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that come and go, stop and say hello.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the essence of gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We are back on the Sean and Jen Show. Our topic today is we are all born mediums with our special, special guest from the UK, Deb and Paul Reese. Deb, for our listeners, please go ahead and share your contact information and how the audience can learn more about your new book.
Okay, so we are, you can find us at you can email us at info@accoladeacademy.com, or you can go on our website, which is www.accoladeacademy.com.
And you can find the book on there, on the front page, and just follow the links.
Perfect. Do you guys have a Facebook page?
We do, yes. It's Deborah Paul Accolade Academy.
Okay. For those Facebook people.
Yeah, also the book is available on Amazon and also with a publisher, Capel Barn.
Perfect.
Perfect.
So for those of you just joining us, in our previous segment, we were talking about Paul and Deb and kind of their road to mediumship or road to becoming mediums. We also talking, and I loved Paul's analogy on the differences between psychic and mediumistic abilities. We also wanted to mention, again, the giveaway. So first person to send Paul and Deb a question via the chat form on the Transformation Talk Radio website will win a free 1-to-1 30-minute reading via Skype, and that should be a treat. So next, we want to kind of dive more into the book a little bit. But one question I have, if you can explain to everybody, what is evidential mediumship?
Yeah.
Okay. Evidential mediumship is really you giving clear, unquestionable evidence of someone that your recipient has in spirit. So basically, Sean, if I was to come to you and to give you, let's say, just for the question, your dad in spirit, then I would have to give you evidence that only you could know about your dad.
Right. Okay.
That is evidential mediumship.
So I guess it goes back to the simplicity that I love about you two, because there's so many different terms out there, like mental mediumship and physical mediumship. And so do you think in your work that's the most, I mean, evidential mediumship, I think it kind of says it all, right? You're giving that person the evidence that you have, whomever it is, their sister, their brother, their mother, in spirit, and that spirit is giving you information to relay to them so they know it's actually them.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Yes, very much. That's our job, or any medium's job, in a nutshell.
It's to prove survival.
Right.
That their loved one has survived on and that they'll see him again.
Okay, so what made you want to share these age-old mediumship secrets in your new book? Because you could have easily have been selfish and said, hey, I'm going to keep this for myself, and I'm just going to be successful doing this. But you chose to put it in a book and share it. Why did you choose to? What made you want to do that?
Well, you know, the truth is, Sean, without, you know, making enemies for myself, after traveling extensively for the last 8 years, I was so disheartened by the industry that I actually work and love working in, because we are, as it says in the book there, the industry is like some kind of, I don't know, synthetic movie where you've got people creating images or roles for themselves that are actually so disbelievable, so off the wall. That you know, there are the innocent bystander or the innocent developing person, developing student, actually gets more stressed about their mediumship than what they do about activities in their lives. And I just thought, you know, I am sick of this. I am sick of people claiming to have seen, done, heard, felt, or claiming to be able to do things they just cannot do. And it's time to make it real. Make it real. And that's what the book was for me, was 8 years of disheartenment within the industry that I love.
You know, when I read your book, one of the things I noticed was, you know, to piggyback off of what you just said, was a lot of, I guess some people were mentoring through fear, or working in the industry using fear as a motivator to clients.
Yes. And we've seen that so many times. And that's not just from clients. It's actually from tutor to student also. Mm. You know, I've seen students shaking in their boots. Wow. So fearful of giving evidence in case of doing something so wrong to the, you know, to their tutor, that they kind of get almost blasphemied, if that's a word. Is that a word?
I don't know.
Kind of made that up. So, you're allowed to make things up, aren't you? You know what I mean?
So in short, why did you start the Accolade Academy?
I started the Accolade Academy for that very reason, was because I wanted to introduce a teaching, or introduce a new way of introducing mediumship to the individual, that absolutely give them the confidence to know this has always been in their life.
Yeah, I like that. Deb, what about you? I mean, tell me, how is the Accolade Academy different than other schools out there?
For one, what we've just been speaking about, we keep it real.
Yeah.
And we keep it down to earth, you see, because when you go back to spirituality, it's always simple. You know, it's only man that complicates everything, and that's what we've hugely done in this industry. So, you know, when our students come to us, I think, and well, this is a big statement as well, but I think it's because we want the student to go out and supersede what we do. We want the student, because we've got the bigger picture that we see, which is the more mediums we create, the more good mediums going out are creating more peace in the world. Because if people knew that we live forever, they wouldn't be so hell-bent on ruining everything while they're here. Do you see what I mean? People would have more peace. And so for me, so some people say that mediumship is about the dead. It's not. Mediumship is for the living.
That's right.
Exactly. I agree with
you. I love that, because I feel like, you know, in this, sometimes in the industry, there's what really surprised me when I started, and it actually made me very sad, was there was so much competition. I thought, really? What are we competing about? Because there's so much need out there, so much to go around. I never looked at it like that. I never looked at, well, that person's better and I could do, you know, I just was focusing on how I can help and trying to come from a heart-centered place. And that surprised me more than anything.
Yeah,
but it's like you said, go ahead.
I just want to come in there, because you're right. And you know, what I find is that those that are in competition are generally the workers that are so insecure with their own work.
Right.
Anyway, that's what creates the need to feel you're in the competition with somebody else. The truth is, one, there's enough students and enough clients to go around everybody 10 times over, 1,000 times over.
Yeah.
And if you're in competition with somebody else, and that's because you're insecure within your own work, and that is down to a personal issue, not a spiritual or anything else. That's because you're doubting yourself as a medium. So don't pass that on to somebody else.
Right.
That's my view on that.
And I feel like, you know, I have a corporate America background. I came from corporate, so that's very prevalent to be in competition and to always want to be on top. And so that was something that I had to, you know, I call it my deprogramming, I guess. I had to deprogram myself. It's a totally different way. I just feel like my client, or a client that comes to me from whatever energy I'm putting out there, and a client that goes to you or to Sean or whomever, it wasn't even meant to be my client, because maybe they wouldn't resonate with me, or vice versa, you know. So it's whatever's supposed to help them the most is what I think should happen.
Exactly, Jen, because I always believe that we think we're choosing the medium, but actually I think the spirit chooses the medium, because they're going to know which medium is going to suit the story that they need to tell.
Yeah.
To the client.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes total sense.
Because it kind of goes back to, you know, sometimes the way, I'm sure this happens to you guys too. It's like, well, how did you find, I mean, you know, you're on the internet and you're out there, but how did you find me? It's like sometimes clients find you in the weirdest ways and how they discover who you are. And I think that has everything to do with spirit kind of guiding them in the direction.
Yeah, it's synchronicity.
Yes.
You know what? I'm gonna ask a quick question here, because we got a break coming up. But I'm gonna ask you two a question. Do you believe somebody can accidentally read another person, or does that synchronicity play a role?
Okay. Can just one more time there, please, Sean.
Okay. Do you believe that an individual can accidentally read someone, or well, here's what we'll do. Because we're getting close to break time.
Okay.
I'll ask you when we come back.
Okay.
Hey, it's the Sean and Jen show. It's the Sean and Jen show, and you're with Sean and Jen. We'll be right back to talk more with Deb Hall about their book, We Are All Born Mediums. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we've just stopped trying.
To the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
Hey, we're back with the Sean and Jen Show. Our topic today is we are all born mediums with our special guest from the UK, Deb and Paul Reese. Paul, please, for our listeners, one more time, go ahead and share your contact information and how the audience can learn more about Accolade Academy and your book.
Okay, they can go to our website, which is www.accoladeacademy.com. They go to the website there, they'll see our book is on the front page, follow the links, they can purchase it there. Also, there's all the information they need about our tour into the U.S. with you guys in Feb, March, and April next year, and so on.
And your book's also on Amazon, right?
Yeah, the book is on Amazon, and they can also purchase it through our publisher, which is Capel Barn.
Perfect. Hey, so if you're just joining us, before the break, we were talking about the book, We Are All Born Mediums. We were talking about evidential mediumship and Paul and Deb's kind of reasoning or feeling behind sharing some of these old age secrets. So one of the questions, go ahead, Sean. You're going to ask the question from our listener.
Right. We had a chat question come in.
Okay.
And this is for Deb and Paul. It's for both of you, not one or the other. It says, hi, Deb and Paul. Can you give us some practical suggestions for integrating awareness into our daily lives of the spiritual shift that is taking place around us? And that's from Bonnie in Colorado.
Okay, mystery.
Wow, that's a deep one. Now, for me, I actually like these ones because, you know, you use your intuition every day anyway, and you know, I suppose how you practice it, or let me just think, because I'm just thinking of a few ways of being able to
okay,
do that.
Okay, can I just butt in there?
Go ahead, Deb.
Of course
go ahead.
I swear you guys are sitting right in my own house, man.
Go ahead.
So one of the great ways of introducing it into your life, I would say, would be to sit in the power. Now, sitting in the power is different from meditating, because what happens is that you're not following a meditation, you're not following music or anything, you just sit in the quiet and focus your mind so you not to think, a bit like the monks do, you know. It takes a little bit of time, but what you're doing there is you're building up your spiritual power, and you're also building up your spiritual power, I suppose. So what happens is that when you do go to do readings or demonstrations, you'll find that you'll have a lot more to give when you do it. The sitting in the power, for me, I used to end up sitting in the beginning for a couple of hours. I just sit and blank my mind for a couple of hours.
Wow.
And I felt like you don't have to get to that level, but you know, that is one way of really integrating it, definitely.
You know what, Deb? I love that phrase, sitting in the power.
Yes.
I love that. It's like you're stewing in positivity.
That's exactly right.
two hours, though. That's quite a long time, 2 hours.
Yeah, I can't sit for 2 hours because I lose the patience. I'm more of a 10-minute power nap. I mean, if we get time on this question before the end of the show, I'd like to just maybe offer the listeners an exercise that they can take with them after the show to actually practice one-to-one readings in their own time, which is something that I use on a regular basis, and they don't need a client for this.
Okay.
So if we get time, we can touch on that.
Perfect. That would be wonderful. Let's do that.
Okay.
So we kind of, Bonnie kind of asked the question of the, you know, the how to. So tell the audience, or our listeners kind of what's new and upcoming with Accolade Academy? What's kind of the newest thing you guys are doing these days?
One of the newest things we have, or the newest projects, is the online training. Although online training isn't new, it's been there for nearly as long as the dinosaurs is what it feels now, that's for sure.
It does, doesn't it?
It's strange how the internet has become a Jurassic feel in our lives, do you know? But
yes.
But we have, Accolade is in the process of just finalizing this website, which you can get on from, go to our main website and you can get a link to the online training, where it's going to offer the students the facility to be able to practice doing one-to-one readings together via video webcam and so on. So there's something that's not out there yet. So basically what happens is the students will become members of the online training, and then they can select each other to do practice one-to-one readings from all over the world. So where you know, it's just generally the people like myself and Deb, because of our traveling, we're able to do readings with all kinds of nationalities of people. You can now do this with the online training. So, Sean, you could link up with someone from London and do a practice one-to-one reading with that person, and then they send you an assessment of your reading afterwards.
Wow, that's pretty freaking cool, man.
Yeah, and it's all students, only students. So really, you know, you're not having the pressure of working with people that you know are going to give you difficult times, but you're also still knowing that you're going to be assessed after the reading. So that is
limited as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can basically do unlimited amount of readings right throughout your year's membership there. And I'm keeping assessed on every single one there. And that, I think, will be finalized sometime next week.
Okay. I love that, because so many times students ask, well, how do I, you know, get better? Or how do I practice? Even if they don't want to do this as a profession, people just want to get better, be able to connect with their own loved ones and that kind of thing. So it's always good to work and with people that you don't know.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, when I started, I just started doing freebies over the phone. I had people that I didn't know send me other people that I didn't know, and I just did it on my own because I didn't know how else do you learn and practice, and
exactly.
The more you practice, the better you get. So I really think that's such a unique way to develop and become even better.
Because what it does, Jen, is it helps to build the confidence of the student, you see, because I always say that mediumship is 10% mechanics, 45% trust, and 45% confidence. That's what mediumship.
Okay, so 10% what? Say that again?
10%? 10% mechanics.
Uh-huh.
Then it's 45% trust. And
trust, okay.
Trust, and 45%...
Yes.
Confidence. Now, you know, you mentioned that, and I remember reading that in the book, the confidence can make or break you, regardless of where you are in your experience. For beginners, confidence is a really, really big thing on whether you're going to continue that journey or not. But it was really cool to see Paul write in the book that even experienced people still get the jitters and question their confidence occasionally, because no one seems to have it figured out. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely, Sean. I mean, we, myself and Deb, just before the show tonight, we were out demonstrating to an audience. And I remember this evening I had a particularly difficult client or recipient in the audience. And I remember telling her, you know, that during the message, I felt her nose back to me, her reaction, answers back to me were really hard. I remember telling her that you're knocking my confidence a little, so I'm just going to come back to you after I've been to somebody else so I can lift my confidence again to be able to come back and carry on with a message with you. So, you know, always know that if a medium tells you that, if a medium says to you, you know, I'm always good and I never lose my confidence, well, they're lying through their teeth.
right.
I mean, I think to me, sometimes when you get a little bit nervous or it's because you care too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, breathe and just kind of go. I mean, Deb, do you still get nervous?
Just- I do a little bit. Yes, it's all depending where I'm demonstrating to get nervous. Like tonight in the pub, we were in a pub, and I wasn't nervous at all. But there are times when I can walk into a church, say a spiritualist church here in Britain, and get really nervous. So it's all depending. But the first couple of years, oh dear, you know, I was constantly in the toilet throwing up and God knows what. Couldn't eat for 24, 48 hours before, and certainly couldn't keep anything down because I was so unbelievably, I would say nervous doesn't cut it really. I was terrified, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important that it's nice to hear you guys say that because I think people feel that when you get to the level you're on, the nerves aren't there or that you don't have any, you know, confidence issues or trust issues. That's human nature.
Yeah.
To feel that way. So I think that's one of the things Sean and I really work hard at is just being really genuine and being very open and you know, we're kind of an open book and that's how we like to run the show is right. Everybody just being very honest and open and truthful. And this is, don't make this harder than it needs to be essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Cause that's what people do. They make out that, you know, they're all lovely. What we've got to understand, Jen, is that what we're doing, there is a science to it, but it's not an exact science. So not every time you're going to do it, you're going to have the same level or the same outcome. There's always right. different outcomes, you see. And what's not commonly known is that, you know, people assume if you've got a gift, because they call it a gift, you know everything. You know, you right. won't get it wrong because they're telling you. People need to educate themselves on how mediumship works and then think, okay, that's how right. it's working and know it.
Also, if I can
We got to take a break, guys. When we come back, we're going to talk a little more about that. We're going to talk about your 2013 dates here in the U.S. But we want to go ahead and give out our contact information and how you can reach Sean and I. Our website is www.soulpathinsights.com. You're listening to The Sean and Jen Show. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Better than you am, you agree. He says, hold my calls from behind those cold glasses. Come here, boy, there ain't nothing.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hey, we're back on the Shauna Jen Show. Now, for all our listeners, Jen and I can be contacted at our website at www.soulpathinsights.com. Quick recap of the show, if you're just joining us. We've been talking with Paul and Deb Reese of Accolades Academy about their book, We Are All Born Mediums. I recommend everyone run out and buy it. It's a very well-written book, very straightforward and very between the eyes. We discuss evidential mediumship. We discuss the differences between psychics and mediums. And we'll be talking about next their upcoming 2013 tour here in the good old U.S. of A. in the next few months.
So just for everybody, I have an upcoming event. I'm going to be doing gallery readings this Friday, November 30th from 7 to 9 at Vast Wellness Center here in Aurora. So come on, stop by. It'll be a fun evening. And as you all know, Sean and I are available for speaking events and workshops.
And supermarket openings.
And also keep in mind December 11th Productions, which is Sean's production company for all of our, you know, your radio, film, and video needs. Go to 1211productions.com. And the 1211, of course, stands for his upcoming birthday on December 11th. So it's always a fun time around that this time of year with Sean's birthday. It's a big celebration. So.
Oh, please, dear. You shouldn't have, but thank you. Which leads us now to our tip of the week, one of my favorite moments here in the show. This week's tip of the week: we all have choices to believe in our abilities, to honor what's inside, and to live our own truth. And that's a really, really deep statement. So let me say it again a little slower. We all have choices to believe in our abilities, to honor what's inside, and live your own truth.
Perfect.
That's beautiful.
I love that.
Love that. Yeah.
So, Deb and Paul, tell our listeners about your upcoming USA tour in 2013. Do you have some dates for when you'll be here, and kind of talk a little bit about that?
Okay, yeah, we'll be touching on the East and the West Coast during between March, April, and May. So we're looking to land in Philadelphia at the very beginning of March, which takes us on then to Rochester, and from there we'll be going on to Massachusetts, and then leaving just for a week or so onto Canada, and then we'll be arriving back in the West Coast from the 24th of April, starting in Denver with you guys, onto Phoenix then, which is the May the 1st, and then onto Los Angeles, May the 8th, and then finishing in Austin, Texas on May the 15th.
Awesome.
You guys got a busy schedule. That's so awesome. Yeah. You guys are going to spend so much time with us out here.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to it. The tour will consist of, you know, two-day workshops in each venue, as well as we'll be doing evening with Paul and Debs, where demonstration of mediumship. There'll be one-to-one readings and all kinds of lectures and classes, all kinds of things going on this time.
And just so, you know, from somebody who's speaking from my own personal experience, I took their class, I guess it was this last March.
Last spring, yeah.
Time went fast. And I learned so much and appreciated the information that I received, and somebody who does this professionally and teaches, I just highly, highly recommend it. If you can go, you should definitely go. And so we'll talk more about it as well when it gets closer, so we can just remind everybody. But Paul, I wanted to go back to the exercise you were talking about. Can you kind of guide us through that?
Yeah, I mean, just briefly there. What it is, it's an exercise that I use to practice one-to-one readings, but without actually having the pressure of a recipient in front of me. Because generally, what happens is when you're under pressure with a client, then if a medium tells you that they don't have, I'm going to say, a safe bank of evidence, okay? And, you know, I am pushing my neck out saying this because some mediums will disagree, but what you do with it is basically what I have is, let's say I flip through a magazine of some kind, and I'll pick out a picture of or a photo of someone in the magazine that's not someone famous, that's for sure, because that's pretty cheesy. So a picture of someone from a magazine, I'll do a reading on that person. Now, it sounds odd because no one is actually giving me any feedback, but what it will allow me to do is really expand my my evidence without having the pressure of somebody or having to work with somebody. Because what you will do is, when I start the reading, I will put on the top of the piece of paper that I'm writing the reading down on, whether I want it to be 60% mediumistic and 40% psychic. Now, you know, this evidence that we spoke about earlier in that way. And then I'll start the reading and I might say, okay, this lady in the magazine, her name is this. I feel she has a dad in spirit, and I feel this was his name and this was how he passed. And what you'll do is you'll actually allow yourself to go into evidence that you might find, I don't know, in some way almost too risky to bring into a real life reading, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're taking the pressure off yourself, but by practicing your readings this way, by expanding your mediumship or your bank of evidence, that will naturally then spill into your field work. So it's growing your field work. And now it might sound a little, I suppose, in the time that I have to explain the exercise, it's hard to do it to you. But just grab a pen and paper, grab a magazine, flip through, find, you know, a picture of a stranger in that magazine, and just write down a reading on that person. And just keep doing that. And what you'll find is you will naturally grow your confidence with your mediumship by doing that. That will naturally then spill into your field. I mean, it does work because it's something.
I feel it's volunteers from spirit that help you with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that it's like any other trade or anything else you learn. You know, it's like actors, right? They talk to themselves or in the mirror, or they practice their lines. So why is that any different, really? That's how I see it. It's the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We often find, we're always saying that, yes, practice is in the field, practice is in the field. And it's very true. But then, you know, you get an athlete, and that athlete will practice not just in the field, but also their training. So what is your training? Your training is your self-training, just like in any other job where your employer will send you on to do courses that really don't relate to your work, but you find helps complement your work. And that's the same with these self one-to-one readings.
Like I used to demonstrate to myself when I lived by myself, when I was sitting in the power for a couple of hours, I would also dem to myself. So I would be in my living room and I would demonstrate to an empty room and have spirit just throw in a yes or a no for me as I went along, you see.
You'd visualize the audience.
I'd visualize the audience.
We love that. We want to thank you guys. We are about out of time.
Yes.
We want to thank you for your time. We know it's almost midnight there. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot,
guys. We plan to have you on again before you start your tour here, and we will reach out to our listener who won the 30 minutes and send that information to you if that's okay. But again, really just appreciate it. We had a great time, and Sean's going to take us out.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in again to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights. We, like Jen said, we had a great time. We always do. Thank you, Deb and Paul Reese, for joining us from the UK at midnight. We want everybody to go out and have a great week and get over the turkey tiredness that you may have from last Thursday, and I want you to be prosperous. So please join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Pacific time. And next week on the Shawn and Jen Show, we'll have a special guest, Dr. Kamala Easton, to discuss her new book, Autobiography of a Yogini, A Black Woman's Love Affair with Her Guru. Good stuff. You don't want to miss
it. That sounds spicy.
It is, and it's very juicy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Shawn and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to experience a synergistic radio show to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Shawn and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Shawn and Jen dare you to live your best life. For more information about Shawn and Jen, visit www.soulpathinsights.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect. Make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.